Parshas tells us, it says in the Chumash, that Yitzchak and Rivka were both praying for children. So he thought that he could pray for Yitzchak. And that's because he made it by Yiyat, the law Hashem, law the law, that it was very much philosophic and tzaddik, philosophic and Russian. So the tzaddik and tzaddik has two sons. And the Gula quotes here, the main Gimel should cut the Gimel. Tavla Hadera Hashat, tzaddik and tzaddik. So the Gula quotes here, the Gula quotes here, the Gula quotes here, the you have a choice between the first half between two chazanim, which is two to one of the tzaddik and tzaddik. What if they're both tzaddik and b'nei tzaddik, or they're both tzaddik and b'nei tzaddik, whatever the book, and the family is about tshuva. But whatever the case is, one of them has a bigger yichas than the other one. One of them is an ankle from the Baal Shem Tov, for example. The other one is no greater. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Masha Kosev Horesh, and Imar Ech HaShat Tzorah B'yuchas Mishpacha, the rush doesn't mean to say that it's what he is. If one is a tzaddik and tzaddik, one is a tzaddik and a rasha, so then Rashi and Chumash puts in the notice that it is obvious. It should be for us to have that person as a shlachti. This is talking in a case where that's not the issue. That's the question of Yichas alone. The Mishnah Berurah understands the rush is saying that Yichas is irrelevant. Two are quoted to the same rush. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Achronim that that's the Pasha Pshat and the Rosh and Yichas is irrelevant. The Mishnah of Yankim has a tshuva about this, and he claims that they were all the Achronim that they lived before the Mishnah Berurah. So he claims that all of the Achronim on the Daf misunderstood the tshuva to Rosh. He didn't mean to say that Yichas plays no role at all. And he claims this based on the Zohar. I mean, what's the Rosh going to disagree with the Zohar? But the Zohar that Mishnah of Yankim has a unique style of tshuva. It blends in Morris, Zohar, everything all together. In fact, in the Tshuva, the Chutam Shulosh, the Tshuva is the three Rashi Yeshiva from Valojan, Chaim Valojan, and Rosy Ritchie, and the Hillel. I think the Hillel was the son-in-law of Chaim Valojan, but I think it's later used because it's the son-in-law of Hillel. So that's called the Tshuva, Chutam Shulosh, the Tshuva of the three Rashi Yeshiva. So there's a tshuva there about the green Australian in the section of Akhan Balajan. And that tshuva appears also in the tshuva's Mishkan of Yankim, exactly word for word out of the matter. The Hatela, whose tshuva is written by Akhan Balajan, or was it written by the Mishkan of Yankim? But we say the phrase that it was written by the Mishkan of Yankim, first of all, Mishkan of Yankim was printed for Chayyot, he printed the young Satan. Because I'm sure it was printed after Akhan Balajan died. And the children were found around the house, because obviously they must have found the truth on his desk, and they thought that it was written by Chaim Elohim, it wasn't. It was written by the Mishnah of Yankim, who was a Talmud of his. It was in the first group of Talmudim, he must have sent it to his Rebbe, to ask for his opinion. And they found it on the desk, where he left it on the desk, he never commented on it. And they thought that it was by Chaim Elohim. But that's one point. Historically, it was printed by the Mishnah of Yankim while he was still alive, and obviously he didn't come to the Rebbe's truth. But secondly, Chaim Elohim never quotes any Zohar in his Tshuva. He quotes Gemara, he quotes the Zohar in the Tshuva. He always identifies when he quotes the Gemara tells you what Daf was in the Mishkan of Yankim, so the Gemara says Tshuva HaShacha, the Gemara Sefer. He doesn't tell you where, he says in the Zohar, so right in the hand, he doesn't tell you where. But that's the way this Tshuva reads also. So it's clearly by the Mishkan of Yankim. Now, Chaim Elohim's style of writing, that's in a different style. The Hebrew style is different. The Hebrew style is different. So the Mishkan of Yankov has in this tshuva also on whose way to be the Shev Tshuva. So he thinks that Achronim misunderstood the tshuva for Rosh that's quoted by the Torah. But the Rosh didn't mean to say that Yichud plays no role whatsoever. And that's to say, if you have other Milas, if the other one is more learned, if one is more learned and one has a better voice, whatever, and the other one has a better Yichud, then he would know the Yichud in the face of the other Milas. So if everything else is equal, one has a better yichud than the other, one is another to Hinnikon, the other one is not. Because certainly yichud does play a role by Raya, he quotes from the Zohar. So that says based on the Pasuk, that the Kohen who does the Avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, that was Kohanim on Yuchas, they all determined from our Kohen, that's the whole yichud is why the Kohanim. And nonetheless, the Zohar says, when you come to the Beit HaMikdash to bring your Korban, I happen to have a Korban Oila, Korban Shlava, Korban Chatzot, Korban Osha, Korban Pesach, whatever happened to bring, I should try to speak with it, I bring it at a time, at a day, at that time of the day, that a Kohen the Eucharist is doing that, but as opposed to a Kohen Shein the Eucharist, you don't mean a Kohen the Eucharist as opposed to a Kohen the Eucharist, Tana Chana Zemka, I'm not allowed to do Avodah Zarah. You need that for Kohen Yichus. The Kohen with Yichus, but we call Yichus. Not what the Gemara calls. Mark calls Kohen Yichus, a Kohen who can bring a Ksav Yichus, based on the Pasuk in Nehemiah. Big Tzul, Big Shuk, Ksav, Mohammed Tiachim, Loma Tzol, and Golem, and Akahuna. But the Kohen at the beginning of the Bai Sheni period, we're all told by Ezra Kohen, by Nehemiah, Ezra Nehemiah, that they have to produce a Ksav Yichus to show whom they are descendants of, who is their father, their grandfather, their great father, so on, all the way back, to make sure that they're really Kohanim, that they're not Chalolim, that they're not make Lutam, that's the eye, but for years and years they were assumed to be Kohanim. They don't have a Ksav Yichud, but the father always, they always get the first Aliyah they do, and the father always gets the first Aliyah he do, and the grandfather always gets, that's called Kohanim Chazok. We assume that they're Kohanim because they always acted as Kohanim. The Kohanim Yichud means the Kohanim who produce a Ksav Yichud, or really who will testify that he is a descendant, I'm not a father, he is a descendant, the person who did Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. That's a kind of Yichud. The Zimah of Rabbanan, that a kind of Yichud is forbidden to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not talking about that. We're talking a different halacha. Two Kohanim, they're both Kohanim Yichud. They can do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but one has a bigger Yichud than the other. And he's an Enikel of a big static, and the other one is not. The other one is a plain thing. So it says in the Zohar that a person should always try to see to it that the Kohen HaMakir, the Beis HaMikdash, should be in the Yichud. As a person on Ami, as many Zohar speak about the fact that the Baal Tfilah, the Shleach Tzibur in the Shul, is like a Kohen Ha'eved in the Beis HaMikdash. So just like the Kohen Ha'eved, you have to try to think of it that he should be a Yuchas Shebeg Yuchasim, so too, the Shleach Tzibur, you should try to think of it that he should be also a Yuchas Shebeg Yuchasim. Mr. Mislankin says he doesn't think that the Rosh and the Tshuva meant to disagree to take a stand against the Zohar. No, he thinks that they actually misread the Rosh. He only meant to say, if you have other Ma'arehs, you have two Shleach, candidates to serve as a Shleach Tzibur in the Shul. One has major milus, namely, he knows how to pronounce the words better. He knows the Jewish amulet better. Or he's more observant, more didactic. The other one only has the milus of Yichus alone, lacking the other more important milus. But then you ignore the milus of Yichus in the face of the other milus of the other candidate. And if everything else is equal, and one has Yichus, then certainly you should choose the one who has three times, afraid of the same. The Chanachim goes into the Zidim of Asuris, when Asuris becomes one of them. We have the Zidim Ahirim and the Zidim of Asuris and Nun Hei. The whole thing really is in Eben Ezer. That's what the Mishnah Gura keeps on saying. Keep on. Every other page, he writes, look in Eben Ezer and all this is explained there. A normal person becomes a mitzvah, if the Yud Gimel Shana the Yamechot, or if it's the Gura, if the Yud Gimel Shana the Yamechot, we explain Yamechot means on the day of the birthday, and there is a machlokes whether you got to make eight for eight till the minute that the person was born Friday in the afternoon, but that person alone be cut by mitzvah Friday in the afternoon. Or do you say, no, that the person becomes a mitzvah right away at the beginning of that day, the Laila beginning of that day. So that issue, here the Mishnah Gura is just the same thing, that the person becomes a mitzvah between the Chayyam, the first minute after the Seif of the Chum. The Ramah writes the din, that in many communities, the minute right here, the Ramah is on page Pei Bay. In the Nun Gimel, the end of this year. In many communities, the practice is that on Friday night, they daven earlier than all week long. All week long, they daven Ma'ariv, they have to say Sefer Chovim. On Friday night, for the sake of Sefer Shabbos, they daven before Sefer Chovim. So the boys, Bar Mitzvah, is on that Shabbos. He becomes 13 on that Shabbos. So they're davening Shabbos during his Manah for Sefer Shabbos. So the Ramah writes that he cannot allow him to be the Shleach Tzibur. Those Mekomis where they allow a person to daven for Nun Ma'ariv, because there's no Chazor HaShem, so he says, Baruch Hu is Dusha. Okay. The only Limchaz Biyab, Yesh Lama Misha Yitmochu. They have their sheep, and that's the Mechabara. But though, Yesh Lama Kutha, that's what we call Shalama Shaktan, Yad Nusni Hatev, and we start to the Shabbat and Mokar Shabbat. And the Mishnah Gurtha is going to say, Shabbat Rav Dashim. He's all week long. The Minig is, if they allow a person to Zavn Panam, it's okay. But if the Minig is not so, then the Ramah says, the Mechabara Shalom, no, okay, you're not allowed to do it. And the Ramah holds an equal identity to the Zavn. Because the Kotzim should not be the Shleach Tzibur, even for Meirin. And what happens? That's the day on which he becomes Bar Mitzvah. If, even though he was born, let's say, 12 in the afternoon, if he wants to daven for a Norman Meirin, if the Seif and Kochotim, it's okay. But if he's davening early, not only if it's a weekday, and the davening has to plug him in, so can he not daven for a Norman? Even if it's Friday night, and the davening is the Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos, it's the same English really on a Shabbos. And that's where the Kabbalah to Sefer Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos doesn't make it into a Bani. That's how the Mishnah Gura explains. That's the point of Shabbos. A Bani only gives him a Shabbos. He's not yet Bani. So the
the Tanakh has additional details here about astrology. When does astrology become a mitzvah? So if it's a normal person, a normal boy or a normal girl, they become bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, yukimu shanu, and that's a good day shanu, and that's a wish day fairies on the Eva ha'ervo. You have to go check the Eva ha'ervo, so then we discussed it, the Rabbanon, the Lion Hazak of the Rabbi, we discussed it, the Hazak of the Rabbi, the Gemara Nidah, in Teres for Simmons. The Gemara says, the Rabbi makes a statement, he calls you a false shot, and he gives a false amount. You assume that a person is ready, a girl is 12 or 13, most rabbi has stay fairies already. If the stay fairies do before the age of 12 or before the age of 13, and Yomar says it's no good, it doesn't count for Godless, because you say that Shulma the Alma shouldn't need the growth of here. Sometimes people have a guy has a growth of here in the middle of his head, a growth of here where it doesn't belong. A woman has a growth of here on her nose, on her cheek or something where it doesn't belong. So sometimes you have hair growing on her hair, but that doesn't necessarily indicate the person is very holy. The whole idea of the state everything to indicate the person is very holy. Even if the person happens to be an orca or an afella, that means that there's a hormone imbalance and they can't have children, but basically it's not a stellar. Stellar means the person whose body is constructed in such a way that he can't have any children. Not about stellar, if you give them a hormone, they'll be able to have children. Not about stellar can be cured. A stellar is an idea that can't be cured because the whole growth of the body is an abnormal growth. So if a person has stage thyroid growing before the age of youth, basically you're GMO, then I say it doesn't indicate godless, it's a shum of the arm. You have to have doctors say, they grow up the youth based on youth demon. That's the question, huh? Whenever a boy becomes by mitzvah, the night that it becomes by mitzvah, what do you mean? You assume that state Irish grew that night after Sefer Tehillim. You wait till Sefer Tehillim to Davin Meir. When it's Sefer Tehillim, 5 o'clock now, that's it. So you keep Davin Meir at 5:01. You assume that in that 1 minute, the state Irish grew, until you allow him to Davin Fana. That's what it means. The Sama doesn't mean that. I'm not exactly what it doesn't mean. The Sama doesn't mean that. The Sama means that the state tariffs that were there from before continue to grow. The fact that the state tariffs existed before doesn't prove anything. The fact that they continue to grow, yeah, but they didn't grow that much. How much can they possibly grow in a half a minute? In 1 minute? The law says that the state tariffs only count if they're long enough. You know, I have to only see how long it has to be. I think the Shulchan Aruch, if I'm not mistaken, that the man will be fighting has to be long enough to do enough of Rosh and the Torah. You're so long that you can be able to bend the end, the tip of the ear back to the end to fold it in half. But it's such a tiny stair. The stair is so short that you cannot fold. You can't fold it back. But that doesn't count as stay long. So how much hair could possibly have grown in half a minute? Not enough. But the stair is long enough for the operation to come. But that doesn't count because only before by me. So what do you say? The mashu that grows there. I don't know. It's that problem. Exactly why? It's a major problem. You have to figure out exactly what the pshat. The summer will be able to formulate something. But the dinner that you say a child, a person doesn't become that mitzvah, and that's the upshining of Simon. But we assume, Chazak of the Rav and the Gemara Nida, that whoever had a Shteishah, whoever reached the age of Yudimah or Yudbeis, Mitzvah has Shteishah with Yudimah. So with respect to Dinim the Rav, you rely on that Chazak. Chazak means you need to let it come on. With respect to Dinim the Rav, you don't rely on that Chazak. The Mishkan is the... I think it's the Mishkan. I'm not sure either the Mishkan is Yankee from the Mishkan. Someone has in the back of their true with their Oris and their Chaim, where they point out that there's a steer in the Magen Avraham. There's two Magen Avraham in the Chaim. One place the Magen Avraham says that by all Dinim Deraita, you don't rely on Chazak of the Rav, only on Dinim Derabbanan. That's where the Mishkan Berurah always quotes. That's where all the Achraim always quotes. But another place, the Magen Avraham doesn't word it like that. The Gemara says, in order to sign a get, in order to do Chalitza, in order, let's say, if the Yavam was brought, you didn't say, if the Hebrew that you can give a get, in order to be able to give a get, then you don't rely on Chazak of the Rav. So other Achronim say, it's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, that with respect to Dinim Deraita, you don't rely on Chazak of the Rav. With respect to Dinim Deraita, it has to do with the Rubbish of the Yavam. And in Yana Yishus, we're not, all other Dinim Deraita, you rely on Chazak of the Rav. With respect to Yana Yishus, you don't rely on Chazak of the Rav. That's how others say. So there's a steer in two Magen Avraham. In one place the Magen Avraham writes, with respect to all Dinim Deraita, you don't rely on Chazak of the Rav. The other place the Magen Avraham writes, even in Dinim Deraita, you do rely on Chazak of the Rav. It's only not to be relied on with respect to a guest, with respect to Chalitza, those kind of things. With respect to many issues, you don't rely. So why don't you rely on Chazak of the Rav with respect to Dinim Deraita? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes comment from Shulman Dragon. If you look on page Pei Zayin, this is Shulman Nun Hei, the Tetan Lamed Aleph, in the parentheses, the brackets at the end of this, the present Laman Allah. I think that Mr. Mark is a Mati, the Mishim to the Biotah Matsu. The role is that he goes to Yigir Echal Shem, Yigir Echal Tumana, that's the Hazak of the Rebbe. Hazak of the Rebbe means the Reuben Leish to come up. That whoever is used to put Yud Beis Shani Yamecha, Yud Beis Shani Yamecha, the girl or a boy, has to say that it's a Mir Tamotu, that it's not so. What do you mean a Mir Tamotu? So it means around 10-15% or so. A Mir Tamotu, Al-Kain, Ha-Chmiru, Mir Rabbana. What's the deal if you have a Mir Tamotu? Where does that concept come in? Mir Tamotu. So it's been well in court with respect to the Dikos Sareya. It is a din when you check the Bema. So there are 70 traces. There are 70 things that could possibly make, even though the Shlita is perfect, there are 70 different asylum that the animal may possibly be a trace. With the lungs, and with the kidneys, and with the stomach, and with the intestines, and the small intestines, and large intestines, and the broken leg, and the back leg, and the front leg. All over the place, there are things that can make it a trace. So do we go and check for all the traces? No. We assume the rogue animal shaders, the rogue animal do not have a human trace. We only check for one trace, the trace is already. We check to see if there's a puncture in the lung. Manishana belongs to all the others. So the Ramban, and the Mohammed and the Kedusha Ramban, at the beginning of Kulin, as the Lord Arif has practically word for word, there's slight differences between the two, the Mohammed and the Kedusha Ramban. That's practically the same thing, where he quotes in the name of the Medrash Rabbah that you have to be verdict the race. Why? So the Ramban explains, because it's the Niyu Tamot, because all of the other traitors are far-fetched. It's very rare that you ever get such a rogue behavior of charity. It's a very strong rogue, 95%. Or perhaps even higher, that it's not this, and it's not that, and it's not the other thing. So traces are rare, is a higher percentage. So they can say it's something between 10-15%. Yeah, traces are rare. But the Ramban writes, whenever you have a near time up to it, the law says that you have to be ready to check out to see whether this belongs to the rogue or not. So this doom itself, whenever you have a near time up to it, you have to be ready. The Ramban writes himself at that time in the Rabbana. That's how it is. It's one of the differences between the Muhammad and the Kedushin. And one of them he writes that it's Midi Rabban, the other one doesn't have that line. He doesn't write that it's the right, except that line is missing. It could be that it's a mitzvah that is missing. It could be that it's not. You know, there are a lot of mitzvahs in the Kedusha Ramban. A lot of mitzvahs. That's why now they're reprinting all the Kedusha Ramban. Based on Kisriya, there are many large mitzvahs. In the Muhammad, there are tons of mitzvahs. Because Muhammad, early, before the Vilna Shah, used to print the Balamon and Muhammad all the way in the back of the Gemara. All the way in the back of the wrist, not on the bottom of the page. And the Vilna were the first, Achim Alman and Ram were the first ones to print it on the bottom of the page. Until their time, in their page. No one ever paid any attention to it. No one ever read it. No one ever paid any attention at all. So it's full of mistakes. And Achim Alman and Ram have to try to touch it up, make it a little better, but it's still full of a lot of errors. Muhammad, you know, they misprints all over the place. So that's the question, what do you do with the Ramban? Did he ever print it on the page before? He said, it's only with the Rabbana. So he says, there were only Makhlir and Rinyan and Lua Tamotri with respect to Dinan Deraisa, with respect to Dinan Derabana Nasa. The whole issue that you're dealing with is an issue of Derabana. Even though you have a Mir Tamotri, there's no need to be buried. That's how the people read him on the first big din. Why is it that you rely on Chazoka Derava with respect to Dinan Derabana, not with respect to Dinan Deraisa? Because you have a Mir Tamotri against it, people who reach the age of Yudimah, Yudbeis, that don't have state salaries. And whenever you have a Mir Tamotri, you have to be voted to the Rabbanon, the Hatzila, but that's only with respect to issues there, right? With respect to the Rabbanon, you have the right to rely on the laws, even though you have a Mir Tamotri fighting against. It's an interesting thing about it, the way he understands an interesting thing. So this whole halacha, what happens if a person reaches the age of 12 or 13, we know without that he has no state salaries. We look and we see that he has no state status. So the Gemara says it doesn't matter. Hashin Hashem Anashu. We have a suffix because Rav's children have reached the age of youth, they say, you know, do have state status. You have to be afraid. Maybe Nashu, maybe he has state status and they fell off. When do they fall off? If we check on the day of the Bar Mitzvah, he doesn't have state status. When it fell off last month, if it grew 2 months ago and it fell off last month, then it was Shuma Biyama. It doesn't matter. If we check, let's say, a month after his Bar Mitzvah, check a month after the Bar Mitzvah, a year after the Bar Mitzvah, you see that this person has no state siren, you have to be Chesh Hashem or Nashu, and maybe the state siren fell off. After he reached the age of Bar Mitzvah, so he already had some of the months, and then he already became a Gadol. He doesn't regress. He doesn't become a Kohen after he became a Gadol, just because the state siren fell off. Then he said, Chesh Hashem or Nashu, and you have to be Chesh, and maybe he really is a Gadol, and the state siren fell off. So this is only if the person has a normal body. What if the person is a servant? What if he's not divided that they're not stay silent? What if he divided and not stay silent? So he said, then the person has to wait till he gets to stay silent. What if he never gets to stay silent? Because he becomes bonded to the age of 35. What happens if the person is ascertained to be a seller of an animus? The whole construction of the body is different. So then the person becomes a godly at the age of 20. These are all the most. Seller of an animus becomes, well, the animus is on destruction. The animus can be mature for the minion, which he can be the cosmos. We're just discussing service over here. Service becomes our mitzvah at the age of 20. The ascertainment is really a service. So if an ask quotes from the Gemara from the Mishnah in Brachas, the Gemara Brachas, he speaks to Zion, it's on page 164. When the Gabbai invites someone to serve as the Shliach Tzibur, the Acheres requires that he shouldn't accept right away, unless the one who's asking him is a Gadol. If he's an Evan Gadol, then the Gemara has a problem. Sazen the Kosem, they mean Sazen the Gadol. Let's say, Rabbi Yeshiva asks the person who should die in Panama, so it's not the Acheres then that he should refuse, he should turn it down. Unless the Mishnah Berurah person is taking some talking, unless the Adam Gadol is asking the person to do something that's really, let's say he asks the Adam Gadol, I want you to go out and make another day Shiva in public. Not something that's going on. He asks to do something that's gone, that's really out of the way. I want you to, say, I want you to think it's true to slug out the nation's team. But then if he asks him to do something that's really out of shape for his brother, really a big thing, then the Darakar is required that he should be shoot, even though the one who's asking is a problem. How do you know this? He's driving the pub and he's driving the brother. He's laid out from Kumish, because in the Malachim case of Rome, of Eel, and he says, come and eat in my home, so they said, well, the Malachim came to Lot, and Lot offered them, come and eat in my home, so they said, no, keep our home over them, and they had a whole dispute back and forth until we finally convinced them that they should come. Why? Because that character, that when someone offers you to hospitality, that character requires that you should refuse it in the beginning. So why didn't the angels have the same character when they were by Avraham Avinu? They're actually supposed to be managed, no. That Avraham Avinu was an Adam Gadol. Everybody knew he was an Adam Gadol. Lot was an Adam Gadol. But Avraham Avinu was an Adam Gadol. So the cloud, the rule that their character is supposed to refuse a little bit, don't apply when the one who is asking you, the one who is inviting you, is an Adam Gadol. Starving a covenant, starving a Gadol. It says here, when a Gabbai invites a person to daven for an omid, the Darachayot requires that he should refuse the first time, and then when he asks you the second time, you should refuse to get yourself prepared a little bit, and when he asks you the third time, then you should go up. What happens, however, in the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if they call you up for an aliyah, and you're not supposed to refuse. Mishnah Berurah brings it in over here, in connection with the aliyah of the Tercheche. If they call somebody up for the Tercheche, so you're not allowed to refuse any aliyah. What if they call you after the Tercheche? So you're not allowed to refuse the aliyah. What if the Balteri is your soulmate? And you're afraid that when he's going to lay in the Tercheche, so you'll say, Yak Hashem, she's going to be in Iran, and it's going to sound as if you're going to have the feeling as if he's cursing you. So the Mishnah Berurah says, so, the Avera of refusing, it's not proper, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's not proper that the Balteri should, that they should give the aliyah of the Tercheche. Meaning if you give the aliyah the Tercheche to the Balteri. That's what it says later on, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. But if you don't have that meaning, and the meaning is that you give it to somebody else, some kinyanim's meaning was again to the rope. It's considered a fat aliyah, a chashav aliyah, like you give the Aseret HaDibros, and you give it to Yam, and Chazak, and whatever, special aliyah, so the grave of Parsha Zohar. Parsha Zohar, the Aseret is not that he wants a Parsha Zohar, because Parsha Zohar is the only Kriyas HaTorah that's there, right? He thinks that he wants a Parsha Zohar every year. So the Mogen Avraham later in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah quotes, in the Shabbos book, but there are some communities where they would write that in the rabbi's contract. If the rabbi gets Shiva Sayyam, and this Shlishi every Shabbos, if he gets Shiva Sayyam, even though as Yosha was not Shlishi, he gets two aliyahs that Shabbos. He gets the Tercheche, he gets this, he would write down all the Tensagdele quotes that mean. I'm going to have one person for the Tensagdele, get the Tercheche. What's the yichus of getting the Tercheche? Because it's also Tachonis Ezra. Ezra Tikkun Amin Yisrael, the Gemara says in the Gila, Ezra Tikkun Amin Yisrael, you should name the Tercheche from the Tensagdele before Shavuot and the Tercheche in himself before Rosh Hashanah. It's a special Kriyas HaTorah over and above the regular din of Kriyas HaTorah that you fulfill every Shabbos. Then Parshas Tovah, no? Parshas Vayetze, whatever, regular plain old Parshas HaShavua. But on Shabbos, Parshas HaTorah is a double key. Number one, you're learning Parshas HaShavua. Number two, it's a special Kriyas HaTorah. It's a special Kriyas HaTorah. Because it's a special Kriyas, in some communities they have a meaning that the Rav is entitled to that Kriyas. So the Shulchan Aruch is over here, that if they give the aliyah to someone other than the Baal Torah, then we should be careful not to give it to someone who is at odds with the Baal Torah, because if the Baal Torah is the son of him, it will look as if he's cursing the one who's getting the aliyah. But what happens to the other Chafan? They call the guy up, and he happens to be a son of the Baal Torah. So should he refuse the aliyah? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Achrayim, no, because the Aveira refusing, the Gemara says in Brachos, the person to die at a young age. You know, a lot of things, smoking, all kinds of other things, eating unhealthy foods, eating fatty, disgusting foods. The Gemara doesn't talk about the doctrine. The Gemara talks about Ruchni, the difference. The one I mean, if they give you a sefer Torah, a mikvah, they don't call it. It means they call you off an aliyah. The truth is, not a Gemara, the one about the aliyah, just the lane. The lesson of the Gemara and Brachos is if they give it, they say, look, if they give it, they say, they call you up for the Aliyah and you should lay, and you don't want to lay, so then you get a Ma'amish of Kisa Yam, the Katsu Yam or Mishnah Yisra Shalom. That's why I say that even if they call you up in the middle of the Sukkot Zubah, you should take the Aliyah, even if they call you up in the middle of the Kriyashma, you should take the Aliyah, because considering the serious thing, it would be very unfair if a person is called up to get an Aliyah and he refuses to take. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Achrayim here that if they called up a fellow who is hated by the Baal Torah, would you take the aliyah as a sefer, even though, on the other hand, there's a counter consideration that it looks as if the Baal Torah is cursing him. Regarding the Shona, they say here, and in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah as well, that if the Shliach HaTzibur has one of the people in the shul to whom he's really a sefer, he really hates that person, and he has in mind not to be mighty, that person, it depends how much he hates him. If he hates him a little bit, he's gefelled. But if he dislikes him a little bit, not so big. But if he dislikes him to the extent that he has a mind not to be nice to him, the Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch that no one gives him with his Kriya Shatera, with his Chazer HaShem. Why? A strange thing. Why is that so? It's done with it. It says even by Kriya Shatera. It's already a strange thing. The Parshat Shat by the Chazer HaShem, and by the Kriya Shatera, one could have perhaps said a pshat like this. It's from Adras Maimon, I think, the source. Adras Maimon quotes from earlier in Shem. Adras Maimon is on the bottom of the Rambam, as you all know. With my comment of the Maharam. Wittenberg has nothing to do with the Rambam. The Rambam presents his Shittas, the Shittas Chachmi Svara. Then Adras Maimon, he makes believe he never heard of the Rambam. And he has a wrong commentary. He tells him what all the Balei HaTosafot have to say about all these issues. A lot of times he just ignores what the Rambam said. He goes, and the Ram said this, and the Ram said that, and the Ram said this. It makes believe the Rambam doesn't do this. Written on the bottom of the Rambam, the Haram makes believe the Rambam doesn't do this. That's the Hagar's Mamun commentary. The Hagar's Mamun was the Talmud of the Maharam Vishnu. He quotes that if the Chazan has in mind not to be mighty, one member of the call to no one is Yoshi, even as Ohavi. Because the Pshat is because the Chazan has to serve as the Shliach HaTzibur. The Tzibur means all the people who happen to be in Shul today. So he has in mind not to be mighty, one of the members of the Tzibur. But no one is Yoshi, because that's like Kavanah Shalom Lahosi. You can't decide, I only want these people, these 98 people, to be Yoshi, when you've got two people. If he has in mind the Dafka, one of these people shouldn't be Yoshi. So it's no good to the Tzibur. How does that work like Tzibur Shoifa? Tzibur Shoifa, that's what about the Kayer, the Leah HaTzibur. Tzibur Shoifa, that's the Dinah Shemek Karimah, has nothing to do with the Leah HaTzibur. The Chazar, the Shat, the Yoshi, the Tzibur, the Kriyat HaTzibur is also Kriyat HaTzibur is a Dinah Tzibur. The Tzibur is Mechuyah, and the Kriyat HaTzibur has to be the Tzibur. The Shaykh can be defeated. It's a definition in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara. If I'm blowing Shaykh in the shul and I have him on the bus, I can't have a mind whether he is. These people who are in the street, these people who are in the house, these people are in the street, if I'm blowing Shaykh in the hospital, or in a private home for a sick old person, and I have to mind that person, and then someone else happens to hear him speak, he's not doing it. So they don't have a mind for this person after that person. So you can have this stuff on it. I don't have the mind for this person, I don't have the mind for the other person. Your shoulder can be done defeated. If you have 10 people, what makes your shoulder for the Tzibur? Is there a Halashem to your shoulder for the Tzibur? Isn't such a Halashem? Unless you get this from somebody who wrote over it right there from our salvation, where he said, yes, it's not a Rambam. So finish. If the Rambam seems to hold that the demon of your shoulder for the Tzibur changed from your shoulder for the Yachim, then some of the demons changed. If you say like that, so what you're saying is that there is a chinnit, there is a chalashem, a steel shape of the tzibur. If that's correct, then you can understand what this Hagar's Maimon is, why he says it isn't by steel shape. It would otherwise a little strange. Okay, it should only make sense. It clearly should only make sense by Hagar's Hashat and by Kriya Zafir. Steel shape is already a thing, but that's what it says to say. So you say it's about the Kaya, has the Ramadan, and the Hufus Hashanah. About the Kaya has in mind only to be mighty his Ohavim. and he has a Michael screwed, he's stuttering, and no one appears to the people. Why is there this distinction that when they invite you to Yiddish Lev Shibur, you have to try to refuse a few times? If they invite you to get an aliyah, it's not proper to refuse. So the Meshech Chochma points out an interesting comment on Chumash, in the beginning of Chumash Shemot. That in Parsha Shemot, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Moshe Rabbeinu in the snare, and Moshe Rabbeinu for 7 days in a row, so not in person, you know, 7 days in a row, he really quickly in 5 minutes, all things, he thinks the whole occurrence was five minutes. But Rashi quotes in the Medrash that it was 7 days every day Hashem appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he goes a different time every day why he doesn't want to go to Paranoth and stuff. Why he doesn't want to go take care of the Yisrael and stuff. And then after the Gopal punished Moshe Rabbeinu for refusing to go. And he said, he made Aaron Achicha HaLevi Yisraeli Kosecho. So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that Aaron was really supposed to be a Levi, and you were supposed to be the curse. So now that you give me such a hard time, so I'm going to make you a lazy, and he, I'm going to take the burden away from you and give it to Aaron. The only reason Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for giving away bonus from a hard time. Then you lay in Parshish Va'era, that's in Parshish Moshe, lay in Parshish Va'era, that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he should go to the Tower of Melech Mitzrayim and just negotiate with him about Yisrael Mitzrayim, and then Moshe Rabbeinu refuses, and there is a machlokes in the Medrash that he was punished for refusing enough. And the Parshish shouts, you don't really find in the Parshish that he was punished. Here in Shmos, in the Feast of Redness, where is Ve'era? Rashi doesn't quote that opinion that he was punished. He's not even one opinion on that. Meshech Chochma works on the assumption that in Ve'era he was not punished. He should have really remembered from Parsha Shmos. In the might of his name, he's punished for refusing. So the pastor says that he wouldn't refuse again. So how come he refuses in Parsha Ve'era? And he's not punished for that. So he says that there's a difference. He says, when a Gabbai invites you to serve in the Shmir HaTzibur, Sarachelis requires that you have to refuse. If he invites you to be the Balfari to get an aliyah, Sarachelis is not required that you should refuse. Why? Because there's a difference. The Shliach HaTzibur is the Shliach HaTzibur. He's representing the Tzibur. He's the Memunah. It's a Minur. Even if he's not appointed permanently as the Chazi Kavua, but even to daven once is also a Sarara. So to accept the position of Sarara, Sarachelis requires that the person should turn it down a little bit. Shouldn't accept right away. In any case, if they call you to take an aliyah, that's not considered any Sarara. The rest of you to go on this to learn to Eretz Yisrael, because we might be everybody with Eretz Yisrael. The sake of Eretz Yisrael, everybody should be here. So the Meshech Chochma says that that's the difference between Parsha Shmos and Parsha Ve'era. And Parsha Shmos, I said, the Zohar just told Moshe Rabbeinu, she goes to do a mitzvah to get the Israel free from Eretz Yisrael. So he's not supposed to make you to run to do a mitzvah. She runs, she runs quickly, she says, okay, tell me where to go, what to say, what to do, and I'll do it. And the fact that he issues caused him to be punished. Hashem can in Parsha Ve'era, the Pesach says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed Moshe Rabbeinu as the manager of Bnei Yisrael. Is the Rosh HaKol, is the Rosh Yeshiva, is the chief rabbi of the Jewish community of the world. But then the Derech Eretz says, he requires that he should turn it down. He should at least, out of Derech Eretz, he should say, he should say someone else, I'm not blow the top or something. So then he wasn't punished by them. So Rashi just pointed out that the minute is, that sometimes when we call a person up for an aliyah, we do call him up three times. And you have the Chosin Terah, the Chosin Ratio, and to have Sera, so we say a long issue, and then we call them up to get the Aliyah, and we say, Amod, 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 we say three times you should come up. And he had the impression that by causing terrifying durations, we're asking him three times to come up, that he shouldn't, like by Shleach Tzibur to Daven for Anamim, that the first time he'll refuse, the second time he'll refuse and get ready, and the third time he'll come up. He had the impression that the gross to Aliyah, causing terrifying durations, had the same status like being a Shleach Tzibur, like the Meshech Chochma says this Tzibur. So to be a Shleach Tzibur, that's like a Hitzmanus. Even if it's only a Hitzmanus for this Tzibur, that's like a Tzorah. Hashem came in another Aliyah, it's Mishkan Tzorah. It's just that he's doing a Mishkan. Why does the Chosin Terah Chosin Bereishu be something different? So Chosin Bereishu, that's only a meaning. And the Gemara doesn't do it at all. So then the Chosin Terah appears in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, Shemen, if Shitma Shabbat Terah, Yachit Terah Yassam. So the last part in the Torah that contains the Shemana Psukim, that's our practice, that we give the Aliyah, the Shemana Psukim of the Torah. We don't start from the Pasuk, the Yom Hashem, Moshe, Eved Hashem, that's the eighth Pasuk before the end. We start from the beginning of the Parsha, Vayal, Vayal Moshe. Mona, we start way before, we start way before. So the Gemara says that there's a special room regarding that Kriya Sateri, that last section, the last Aliyah. And the Reish HaBracha, what is it? Yochid, Torah, or something. What does it mean, Yochid? There are five different shakim in the Rishonim. So one of the Rishonim says the shakim. It's also quoted the Ramah, and Hilchas Simchas Torah quotes this in the Mordechai. Yachid Torah Yachid means the Miruchat Shekhar Shibur, the greatest time of office. The meaning is he's supposed to give a certain Torah to the Rav. There's no Rav given to the greatest, on the assumption that the Rav is the greatest time of office, not necessarily correct. But that's the assumption. Officially, the Rav in the Shul is supposed to be the greatest time of office in the Shul. It's in the Shul without a Rav. He's supposed to pick out that whoever it seems to be, whoever appears to be, the greatest time of office. To satisfy that sheep and Rishonim that Yachid Torah. Yachid means the Yachid and the Yuchid, the unique person from amongst the many of the call. Did he get such a meaning to the Yachid? So the Mordechai says this pshat, he quotes this, and Barah says it's based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's Hakem Secha, Tasha Abeker, it's Kedek Hashem, it's Hakem and Habonim, so the Gemara says, it's Hakem Echad, Echad means Echad Ham Yuchad, that you should take Mukhad with the Behemah, so you not to get the Kodim Tomei. Not Tama Behemah that doesn't have a moon. It should be a Mukhad with the Behemah. So he also, the Gemara calls it Yachid, Yachid Tariyat means the Mukhad Shebe Eber, the Mukhad Shebe Eber, what's the significance? In the summer, you have to explain. The summer, the pshat is that you're reading about Moshe Rabbeinu dying and Yeshua taking over. In the summer, this applies to another generation, that after Yeshua the moon died. So the next one, he can have the next generation take over. So the Rav of your community is the one who took over from Moshe Rabbeinu, from the Mamshikhe HaTerah from Moshe Rabbeinu. So you're supposed to give that aliyah to the greatest Tam HaKham to, I guess, to indicate that he is the Mamshikh of Moshe Rabbeinu, just like everybody followed Moshe Rabbeinu, and they also just going to follow Yeshua the Nun, so everyone's going to follow the Rav also. Since getting the Aliyah across from Torah is sort of an act of appointing him the Svarah of the Gula, we're sort of demonstrating that he is the biggest Tamachos from amongst us. We're going to be closest to him, just like they were closest to Moshe Rabbeinu, they were closest to Yeshua the Nun. But we're going to be closest to him, but since it's an act of Svarah, so for that, it's not proper, it's not that affair, that they call a guy out once and he should get the aliyah. So that's what the meaning is. We say along the Mishus beforehand, and we call him up three times. We call him up to come to the aliyah three times. Not just Amor, Amor, Amor. You say three times, Yamor. Three times in the Mishus. And then the last time you say Amor, Amor, Amor. But there's another two times before that Amor, Amor, Amor. We call him up. So perhaps he's saying it's true regarding consideration. The meaning develops it. You have a consideration, and you give that also to somebody special. You don't stop giving to anybody in our money. Give it to the guy who gives the most money, give it to the guy who gives the most mechubit, whatever. Whatever sense of covenant is said in the community. So since we're taking Chosin Terror, or even Chosin Eresh, it's important. With that mind, the community can't function. But since there's a process, also we can call our covenant Hazer. There's a process by When Yaakov is leaving from Lavan, so he tells his wife that the Bani Shalom helped me, but also leave his call out covered as there, because he says, ain't covered all the money. So then also leave his call out covered as there. Then there's another Mishnah picture of his mother that says, ain't covered all the perish, remember? Forgot. Mishnah picture of his mother, ain't covered all the perish, remember? Forgot. So Hatsuya, whether they ain't covered all the mamma or ain't covered all the terror. So the Zoma Zion says that the terror is, they quote in the Diyuri Hagra, the terror is that one covered is written with a vav, one covered is written without a vav. The covered Malay, the full covered, is ain't covered all the terror. Also we have spelled out covered as there is missing a vav. So it's a covered chasa. It's also covered, but it's not complete covered. It's a kind of covered. It's the Bura quotes that, Rabbi Mechabed Ashir, that is called Moshe is not covered. Sometimes Shalom is not covered, Moshe is not covered, Moshe is not given, and so on. What's the case of Moshe, but Shalom is not covered? To a wealthy person, not only to a Tom of Kotan, to a parent, we include the Chloedon, to a wealthy person is also, that's what he quotes in the Rishonim like that. The wealthy person is also called Moshe not covered. Because Rebbe Mechaber Ashur. Why is Rebbe Chaka Mechaber Ashur? What does that mean? Why was Rebbe Mechaber Ashur? I think if you listen to the fact that the Rebbe Shalom entrusted this person with so much money, the secret that everyone who has money is a giver and a bunch of them oyster. The bunch of them trusted him with the money. So the chah told him, that's kind of sound of law. The bunch of them gives you money to be like a giver to sell to pay like the money to stock it. So if the bunch of them gave him a lot of money, that means that he must hold from this guy. And he entrusted him with so much money. I'm only a giver on a small amount of money. He's a giver on a big amount of money. So it must be that Menashe Maim, the Machab of him, to give him a higher gizbar than I. That's what we assume. That's a wealthy person, and that shield is worth 7. There's a famous canon that the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Maharshal and the Yamshal Shlomo and Fulda and Shlomanin on page 164 of the Tefillin Amidot. He talks about a chazan who's singing away and he's not mitzvahin Hashem Shamayim, he's wasting everybody's time. So he says, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the beginning of the Tefillin Amidot, Tefillin Amidot, Tefillin Amidot, Tefillin Amidot, there's a famous canon. The angel, Lem Chetzil Hashem, Lem Chetzil Hashem. The chazan that burgles away, it's neither Chetzil Hashem, because the people don't enjoy it, nor is it Chetzil Hashem. It's the famous mind that Mr. Gill quotes them. Can a man be a shliach tzibur? When he's in the Mishnah Berurah. Why shouldn't a man be able to be a shliach tzibur? What's the problem? To be appointed to see it, that's a problem. To be, is that a thriller? You have to. Then person from the team is the last one. You care about Hecho, you move to the Hecho. You're supposed to have new you're not supposed to have non-new Hecho. So what's considered, what's the deal of a man doing? The Gemara says that a man may not be appointed. The Gemara says that a man is not in the Pashas. The Mishnah Mida, call a Pashas 11 meeting. The Pashas Pashas 11 is a man. Yes, you Pashas 11 is a man. Then a Pashas 11 is in the Pashas. The Gemara says, well, see a man, see a man doing. But what that a man doing can be done, doing a man doing, can be done, doing the Pashas. Well, apparently, he's done during the process. You have to have school of the offer, or yes, and remain off. You have to be minuki, mum, or physical mum. If our mum is not allowed to be appointed to be a member of the Sanhedrin of Jumo. And also, if our mum is in the Yisrael, the person is a member, it's not allowed to be appointed to be a member of the Sanhedrin of Jumo. They had his talent, certainly not to have his bailiff. Okay, and he can have a slow show back here. Some hold over here that it's not proper to appoint a manager as a clear Hebrew because it's just a threat, like we discussed again. Gear dan chavera. What does the man say? Gear dan chavera hagear. I'm a lawyer for Israel. So when is that? So that's an achlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi's opinion is that a gear can be done for Israel a moment. It's only in the freshest it can't be done. Only in the freshest it can't be done a Yisrael. And even in the freshest it can be dan chavera hagear. But a nominus is not called a Torah at all. That's how Rashi holds. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi and says that it's wrong. But in the first place, to be appointed to a member of the Sanhedrin is already a Hishmanus. So Gia can't be appointed to be a member of Chav Gimel. So how can he ever begin to be done Chavera Gia? That's already a Torah. I mean, it's not a Hishmanus to be a member of Chav Gimel. But a nominus, the Bezna Chav Gimel is not called a Hishmanus. You get two people go together and they convene as a Bezna. So that's not called a Hishmanus. But the ex from being a member of the Bezna, what do you mean a member of Gimel? When they're functioning, he's a member of the Bezna. When they're not functioning, there's nothing. So that's not called a Hishmanus. Not a meaning of God. If you remember the Sanhedrin Tanah Chav Gimel, that's the meaning of the God. Even when they're not meeting, he's called a member of the Bezna Chav Gimel. So the Tosfos has a small, not like Rashi, the Tosfos says that a Gur cannot be appointed to a member of Chav Gimel at all, period. So he can never begin to be Dan Chavir again. And the moment is, there's no issue that his man is per se, but then I say, Gur Dan Chavir again, I'm very very strong. But he's done, being a moment is over another person, that itself is his man. So that's a question. How can it be that a man's a man with pressure for a moment if he would be done and not man with how can that be saying that it's not an act of throw. How come by the gear that it is an act of throw, I don't know. It's a good question. But if I want you to say that the issue of the man over here is an issue of throw, not the issue of the act of discussed by the gear. We can damn the gear because the Israel came and said the same rule. So then Mishnah Sankey says, forget it. Because it's very angry possibly. Does say that I can't say anything. So then Mishnah Sankey says, forget about the issue of the Tanya Kerber saying. It's a Hishmanus. It's going to be a point of decree. How come the Paschim didn't say it only was decree? Should have said that was his time. So it's over here in Mishnah Bruin when he quotes the issue of Mamzer somehow doesn't say like that at all. Of course, the Birka Yosef, he says that it depends on the Shalom. But a man says, Tosha could see where it says it hurts. We don't have color with the book, Tosha. What are we finding out? In Shach, the other day, he has a machloek. But a man says, Tosha could see where it says it hurts. Why should a man be Tosha could see where it hurts? Where is that? He would say, because when he's going to write the Tosha, like you have a man to tell Hashem, he's going to be angry about that Tosha. He won't like that Tosha. So let him write, not like. So let him not write that Tosha. You can't write the race, it's not like a whole by year. But that the rest of the Sefer HaTorah, I mean, how can any person say that a man is responsible for stealing the Sefer HaTorah? If you don't want him to write that first, you don't have to. I mean, let him write the rest of the Sefer, very strong. So some of them say, if a man is responsible for stealing the Sefer HaTorah, then he's responsible for stealing the Sefer HaTorah. The man who thought that the Jewish Torah is part of the Jewish Torah. What's the relationship that any person does? That the little Achaim, they choose to say that it's not part of them. Of course it's not part of them. How can they make that? Here's it. It's something else. You know, page Gimel. It's something else. You have to see the man who thought of the Machwad, the man who thought of this Torah. Can't tell to the Shiyur, it's not Hagadah. It's a place that's not Hagadah. The Knesset Hagadah collects all of the Achaim and the rest of the Jewish Torah. They choose to post everything up until his time. On the Torah, and the Knesset Hagadol collect everything he answered. Then there were people who wrote it after the Knesset Hagadol. So later generations, some of the others, you were Knesset Hagadol, all the things that were left over. From them, the place of Duke Yerasa, the other day, Yerash Tayala, it's mastered the Shatlan, Yer, a Tzulim, a Tzulim. So it matters, it shouldn't be a Shlech, because that's a Tzulim, a Tzulim. So they say, so that's Tzulim, why shouldn't it be Tzulim, because it's a Tzulim. If I wrote as a teller, how can you say it's possible for students? I tell you, the whole thing is a teller. Says the one person you don't want to do, and say, don't write that one person. Who is that teller? It's a race for y'all from the other day. It's for the shop course for you. It says this. Person who violates the Geneva, so no giving that fussing about Geneva. Or the Chassan Sefer has a sugar and so the Rechaim Tzimut has voice and but he makes fun of some of the Hasidim. The Hasidim had actually just been stated. So a person who is wearing, silk clothing shouldn't be, that's what they're doing with it. I don't mean it's a fact. Something like that. I don't know. Some kind of a mini they had. So he says, these guys are nuts. They're making up the Roman Holman. He says, you can make up your Roman Holman. You have to know how to make up a meeting. He says, my Rebbe, and that's madly, he knew how to make up in heaven. You have to have a Mahalach. You have to have a Master how to make up a meeting. He says, my Rebbe had him in heaven. They were made of it. What is his meaning? He said that those people who are not meeting in heaven, most people are not meeting in the Yisrael Kodesh, he said, he wouldn't give him that time of the year that the Kodesh season begins. October, November, this season of the year. So he'll take that when the people who are not meeting in heaven are meeting in heaven. We should be giving them an Aliyah, and the person when you speak about Kodesh. So that minute makes sense. That's along the lines of the shot, because you don't give a man to the Aliyah that speaks about the other man to be Kodesh, and you don't give a man to the Aliyah that speaks about Gnei. You don't give a guy an Aliyah that speaks about the thing that he does, he's observed, because it's like he doesn't, he doesn't teach that, he doesn't offer that thing. But last year, stand on your head, have a minute. A guy is wearing silk and clothes and shooting down on others, and he doesn't make a start. What does one got to do with the other? It makes no sense. You have to have a master, you have to, that's what he does, you have to have a master, how to make up a minute. I tell it to give back to worship with the manager. So when I quote about Yitzchak Dalek, that the B'nai HaKoho, which is called Gimel, which is called Dalek, turns out the B'nai HaKibur, who lived in the same community, can be taken very there to appoint a rabbi and to appoint a cousin, and even come across the money. That's the whole community only has their own Jewish family. And some of them think they don't get rabbi. Well, they get a chance to look it up in the scriptures for them. Call up on Sunday. Call up another community on Sunday. So the Mishnah Berurah has a long article here about how important it is to pay dollars. And if you're a lawyer, I tell you, pay dollars, how important it is to appoint a rabbi. And if it really is, people don't realize that any of this, any of that. They don't realize that there's someone inside this and they have to ask and so on. And if there's a choice that they only have enough money to appoint a cousin or a rabbi, the practical thing is they have to appoint a rabbi. If you go to the German Then we're appointing the rabbi, it takes precedence to appoint him the chazan lab, if he's not such a bulk of the law, he's just going to use the sermon, he's teaching, but then it's left, he will say. And it's more important to appoint the chazan. So what it, where does this thing come from? In the Shabbat course, you can be careful to make a mitzvah, you can be careful each other to appoint the rabbi to pay him the salary, and you can be careful each other to pay the salary of the chazan. What right do they have to be careful to what do I do? I don't want a rabbi, I don't want a chazan, I don't need a mitzvah. I don't need the whole thing. I don't need the other city thing. What do I need the whole thing? The fourth thing is to fuck my own olive. And the Mishnah Brewer, do me the Kalashi and the Chuyav, and he cannot have mixed. The Shuva Shach and the Shaker are the Chaims and the Reish, but what is that based on? So this is based on... I've heard them all say like this. So it's a sin that it's all perfect. This is all based on what it says in Chosh and Mishpah, that if you have Shitzim, who enter into a Shitzim together, 50, 50, 50, 20, 70, 30, whatever it is, and they, and whatever, let's say they, it's understood, the boiler breaks in the factory. They have to spend money to buy another boiler. And there's not enough money in the business. What money in the business? They need to buy more raw material and so on. But then it's understood that they have to pay 70, 30, or 50, 50, or whatever it is, 80, 20. So everything has to shift in. So they have to buy whatever the shift is required. And let's say you start to break up the shift in. Because money has to shift in. So it's understood that there's a hybrid. Even the letter spelled it out when it became Shushim. It's understood that there is a Hiskaidus that's Mutalus upon each and every one of the individual members of the Shushim to lay out money for whatever is necessary that the Shushim should function. So that's what the person assumed, that a community has the status of the Shushim. If a person moves into that community, he just became a Shushim in that community. What's he going to say? He doesn't want to join the community. He wants to live in this community, but he doesn't want to be a member of the people. You're not allowed. If you live in a community, if you live in a city, you have to be a member. You have to be able to choose to be a member of this church or a member of that church. There's more than one church in the community, but you have to choose to be a, to the church for some people. So once you start to that people, so then you're clear that one of the shoots them, and that's Toho, and that's, it's like any shoot person in a business. So the fact that you move in, now you automatically into a shoot person, and the shoots them on the clear to spend, to lay out money for whatever is necessary to function, for the functioning of the shoots. I know, it's there. In this area, love, and if we have people, what happens if the whole community only has 10 people? The whole community only has 10 people, and most of the time they don't have a million. All year long, they don't have a million. And then, but Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it's understood that everybody's going to have a million. But two guys, when he wants to go back, travel to this city, he wants to go travel to his brother. So there are only going to be left 8 people, there won't be a million in town. So can you make them, the two guys who want to leave, so the one guy wants to leave, can you make him pay to hire a yeshiva bacher, to hire a bala bacher, whatever, to come and stay on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur in the community? So the dinner's in the Shulchan Aruch yet? Because that's also included in the Shulchan. When it became Shulchan by moving into the community, it depends. If you have many, many people in the Shulchan, 100 people in the community, so you always have a minion. So then there's no problem of making a minion. So then it's, you can say that it's understood that he's going to, if necessary, he's going to lay out money in order to hire someone to come to the national meeting. But if a Nizai moves in, you know, the Hatsina, that doesn't mean you miss him from, you know, you're wrong. It's the only way someone has yet started to get together to make a million. I'm sure the Pasha is not going to make a million. The rest of the year, there's no million. But it's understood that they're sending a kid, everybody wants 7 million. You see, we used to be in prison. We used to request special permission to go out to the prison on a Sunday and Kippur. To participate in Dali, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. But every time you do that, it's more important than Dali to me. It was just Rosh Hashanah and Kippur at a high holiday. You haven't been alone. So it's understood that if a fellow moves into such a community with his daily million, it's understood that it's part of his disciples and his sister to see to it that there'll be a million of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. If he wants to leave, he has to hire someone else to stay in promo. How do you determine how you pay the salary of the chazan? Let's say you have a bunch of 20 families in the community, and the chazan takes, the chazan needs to pay $20,000 a year. So each family is required to give $1,000, 20 families, and the chazan is going to be $20,000 a year. So each family is required to give $1,000, or should you say no? You should pay according to how wealthy they are. So if I say this, but sometimes you collect your free money, sometimes you collect your free workers, sometimes you collect according to how wealthy the people are. Sometimes you collect according to point out how many people there are in each household. That's what they mean. But the minute is, they check to the moment, they check to the function. That's how the Ramos says it's just like, you know, they say that. So as a highly concerned, check to the moment, check to the function. Now I'm part of it. That is the Ramos says. The Ramos wrote it to the defendant's question. The Ma'aram Parazah is the Magi on the bottom of the Rambam. The think of the Rambam, if he wrote in that verse on the bottom of the page, on the occasions he has in brackets on the bottom, he tells you that it's in Gilsa, he tells you that the tells you the tiny letters on the bottom where it is in the smart, where it is in the tour. Once in a while they write it in Gilsa, very, very little. Tiny little Hagos on the bottom of the page. So he reprinted the Rambam and he wrote and he added on these Hagos on the bottom. And then again, and he had loads of Rambam that he wanted to sell, and he was charging a fortune of money. Then a day, we printed the Rambam also, he didn't have the Hadrach of the Ma'aram Parazah. And he was saying, you just tell me, regular. He said, you can imagine it. It's the same thing you can on the Rambam that he used to, but they had no time. And he was charging much less than the Ma'aram Parazah was for his Rambam. Ma'aram Parazah insisted that no one was allowed to buy the girl's Rambam until he sells that all of his Rambam. He then said, no, please, why should I wait till you sell your Rambam? He's holding up to everybody in the community. They should pay so much money for his Rambam. The guy's Rambam was that expensive. So the Rambam printed the other long suit. It's printed in the suit of the Rambam. So he defends the Ma'aram Parazah's position. And he says that he's not. He says that the girl is not allowed to sell his Rambam until my cousin sells all his Rambam. He gives all kinds of reasons. One of the reasons is he quotes his mother. You're not allowed to mash his face to show the look of the Seth Faisal. The man is second Pericles. He says, the Ma'aram Parazah's Rambam is a Seth Hamuga because he has a girl. How many girls do you have? One girl every 10 pages. A slight high girl with that book, without a book. Sometimes you make a difference, sometimes you don't make a difference. But he says, all the Rambams are faithful Shana Mukha. If you have no prayer, you have no church. So if you have my cousin's Rambam, so that's the you have to buy that faithful Hamukha. So he says, another reason, he gives a lot of reasons. So he gives another reason is that the man doesn't borrow back in the second test at the Tamachacham, not Tinele Shukha. When the Tamachacham comes to camp to sell potatoes, and then I'm always come to sell potatoes, sell the same thing. Now, Tina Lashuki, you have to let the Tamachacham first sell all of his stuff. And then, after he sold everything else, and he can go to learn, then you let the Amoris go sell. Because otherwise, you're going to have them both selling competitively, and then the Tamachacham is going to be involved for more time from learning. So, never not to go to Bigel Terra, you have to let us go to Terra, Bigel Terra, you have to let the Tamachacham sell first. So the Amoris Machadik and Mishuva said that not only applies to other Jews, to fellow Jews, it even applies to those. But a guy, one of the shavuot is b'nei chavad guy, is dinim, and the terms of dinim include all of nezikim. As we said the other day, he said, so that's what the Rambam writes in the Tzuvah. He says that dinim, the five grandmother says, includes everything that appears in the Chosh Mishpah. Everything that's contained in nezikim is included in dinim. Not exactly. So, the one for the first time, Knaas doesn't apply, you don't get risky. Very much I have to take Knaas, only Mammon, but even Mammon, because it's a Zachidus, if the girl is Mechidus to give Knaas Tinele Shukha to him, Tamachot, that's what the Ramah says, and he gives him that for a whole bunch of additional reasons. Why you have to let the Ma'am Padavim sell his Ramah's book. So that's really close to Tinele for the Ma'am Padavim. But I said, the minute he gives question with him Mammon, the fact that he gives question. Why should it be special if you know that that's going to be the function? The function of the chazan is a double one. Let's say they want to buy rugs for the shul. They want to buy fancy chairs for the shul. So that you collect with 3 months, not in the shul. So the shul can function the way it is now also. You can dive it in the shul without the fancy chair. And you can dive it in the shul without the rugs and without the great social. That's a chandelier hanging from the ceiling or the paintings on the ceiling, whatever. The only thing is that the Ashirim want to beautify the shul. People, so whoever can afford it would like to do healing, it's to beautify. Whoever can't afford it is not interested. Since the whole purpose of beautifying the shul is in and of Noi and Yofin, so that you collect the 3 moments. So the people that can afford it more are more mechuyev to do either mitzvah to make Yofin. Mashani came, let's say, to hire a rabbi, to engage a rabbi. So the people have Shabbos equally. The rich people and the poor people have Shabbos equally. So that they have to pay with the nefashim. The more people there are in every family, I have 9 children, so I'm going to have 9 times as many shayles as the other person is going to have. Each member of my family is going to have another shayle. So I'm going to meet the rabbi more often than the other guy. The other guy has a single locker. And I have so many more people in my household, so we're going to be using the rabbi's time up. We're going to be asking him 10 times as many shayles as the other guy. 11 times as many shayles as the other guy. I should say 11 times as much proportionately of the shayle. And what's the status of the chazmi? So the man part of the shayle, that's how the question is called. Man part of the shayle. The chazan has a double function. Number one, he's mighty surrounding the Hebrews, and he says the Hebrew, he's mighty everybody. So he's mighty everybody equally. So as far as that's concerned, he can really take it to the Russians. The more people around the castle, so the more they have to kick in the face of the chazan. But then, there's a million of Hebrew mitzvot, so whom do you hire as a chazan? Just the guy to say Hebrew? The Irish guy, he's going to put on an act, he's going to sing nicely, fancy, gurgle away, but the Hebrew mitzvot. The Hebrew mitzvot has to do with how rich you are. The richer you are, the more you look at the Hebrew mitzvot. The chazan is a blend of both. Carefully, it's hard to say 50-50, but that's the meaning. If you gave it the salary of it, let's say the salary of the chazan is $20,000, so $10,000 out of $20,000 should be collected with the nefesh, and $10,000 out of $20,000 should be collected with the money. So the function of the chazan is both. Partially, we might be everybody there for us, and on that, they all have to pay in free. And partially, the meaning of Yoki, the meaning of noise. There is an important Mishnah Brewer here, that the Balabatim don't know and they don't observe. It's a question from a say, he quotes straight from the Mother Avram. He quotes straight from earlier, I think from Yishonim. The Gemara says in Yuma, when you used to divide the left mapanim, there used to be a big fight. What is all this left mapanim? How much left mapanim was there? 12, no, 12, big time, one of my rabbis, 12 left mapanim. There were many Quranics, and they were divided, left mapanim, each guy would get a little chunk. And they would all fight, because each guy wanted to get a big chunk. But there was a fight over this. So the Gemara says, the prices are not true, most of Messi Behem, the Hagagaranim caused from Yoke. Those who were a little, Hagagaranim, the guy likes to eat, so they would try to grab big pieces of the left mapanim. And the Kluim, the Aviyah Kahanim, wouldn't fight. They let the others fight over the Lechem HaPanim. I just question what do you mean they wouldn't fight over the Lechem HaPanim? But don't you fulfill the mitzvah by eating Lechem HaPanim? So they're forgoing, they're forgoing fulfillment of a mitzvah? So yes. Okay, HaShavim. The mitzvah is going to be taken care of. If it's a mitzvah, then if you won't fight about it, it won't be taken care of at all. And if you fight, then it won't be taken care of. You're supposed to make a little fight. Supposed to make a little similar that you should do with mitzvah. Let's say, this community, they never make a Chazor HaShem. They always make a Hesed Kish. The guy has to make a Tumul, that they should make a Chazor HaShem. He's going to make a Tumul, they should do a Mitzvah. They never like to hear that third. They never get together during weekdays to make a Minyan. They don't make a Minyan on Shabbos. He runs it. Weekdays, they never have a Minyan. So he goes and he insults people and he calls them up on the phone. And he gets a little abusive and he makes the people to make a Minyan. So that's unfortunately, that's what you need sometimes. Someone has to become abusive. In order to light a fire under the people, they should start observing the mitzvah. But if they call the call, they're going to daven anyway. The only thing is, the guy who's going to daven by now is not the most capable, he's not the most loyal of the time. Really, I should daven, you should daven, someone else knows you better, someone else knows Kiddush Ani better, should daven by now. But you do have a shleach tzibur, we all have an tzibur. You want to do a heder. So since the heder is good the way it is now, we have a cloud that shot that crack to the other dummy to this constitutes a shot that crack. In order to avoid suffer, that constitutes a shot that crack. That's the cloud that's a person. So this cloud that's made actually sholem, it's now sholem. That's no immersion of Sibelem only applies if they come and say the mitzvah will be fulfilled. That's how the mitzvah Bruce says on the top of page K. Dalin. The Gafim on mitzvah to sign by the Acher. Are we going to make the mitzvah to the Gamre? To go and have not to say, come out to Dr. Samater or whatever. The age of the other limb, because the bottom of the limb, because you're the Hashem Kam Mitzvah, and even if it's going to call, it's a chasa. Because you can't say chasa talk to the other one, even to the other. You're not allowed to forgo that Mitzvah. But the bank cover said, the Mitzvah is taking care of. The only thing is that was, it should have been done in the night, and the Eishem Ahuda. Then we say that to avoid proper constitutes of chasa talk, and the chasa talk, the last thing is that normally we would only say are acceptable to the other. So without ability to have to do that, it's a question of how much kippah. How much kippah do you need that's the relation to the person you don't want. A person has yes, that you have to dance for another, and another guy gives him a hard time. So what's he going to have a whole fight with the other guy? By the way, in his case, it's the social mystery in that people. He never fights both in the people. You don't have to face that mystery. Something was shown. Only his case with Mishum was shown based on Hakir Moshe Mishum. to the Chasekel on the bottom of the page, yes, the Kasha and the Magen Avraham and the Chacham and the Chacham Seif and the Shuva, yes, the same Kasha, that the Tesis Yishonim and Yuma, as well as the Rashi and Kedushan, I think both have the same comment. I still merge to this again, only goes if they got less than a Tzayis. That's how they claim. Each time when they fought over the division of the Lechem, upon them only got the size of a pool. Pool is a devil, a little bean, which is less than its volume of an hour. But the Kura, the Ikan, the Lechem, the Lechem, upon them, the Tzayis are above, and after the Pool, the Tzayis, it seems they call it, you're not going to fulfill a team on this anyway. So therefore, I still must make it then. But Rashi writes in Tzidushin, in the case of Shonim, by the time of starting them on, Yuma as well, they write the same thing. If the Tzidushin would have really gotten like a Zayis, if it's writing the Lechem upon, then they wouldn't have been most of the Danish in the Tzidushin. So they said, yes, how come the Magen Avraham quoted from the early Rachem, and in his great day, who did he quote from the Binyam and Zed, I think, from the early Rachem. Quoted from one of the Shiva, I think the Binyam and Zed, the Talmud of the Ramon. The Magen Avraham quoted from the early Rachem, quoted from the earlier part. How can he say in his case that this will show mitzvah, it should only be a mitzvah that don't call the cause an incomplete team of it? No, they're not Tasha. But Allah said that's the way the Tosfim always comes. And in his case it's a show mitzvah. There's a paper in Yiddish that was printed in Europe by a person by the name of Yiddish Zon. He used to write for Yiddish research, I think, in Vaisha. He himself was not that observant. He wasn't very good. He used to write every week on the Parshas HaShavua. That's what from Yiddish, from different rabbis, and different rabbonim, different stories, and some of them were authentic, some of them were not so authentic, whatever. Some of them were different, some of them were questionable. So he writes over on what, and now it's reprinted in Hebrew. He prints it over in Yiddish after the Yiddish Mark, and then they translate it into Hebrew, so even though it moves into the Shmark in Hebrew, because it wasn't, some of the things are hard to translate into Hebrew. In Hebrew it's called the Eitzah Reino HaYoshen, from whom get out the Eitzah. It's on the Parshiyot, and then we have on the Yom Tovim, and on Pidyot, it's interesting thing. But he has on, he quotes a story about the Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Baal HaTosha, who was asked for Shaila. There was a cousin of Shul, whose name was Shimon. And he asked for Shaila, the Gemara says, Shimon, how I'm saying, how you've always collected the Yosha Batera. How she gave us Hashem, I shall have a pair of tears. And they wanted him to remain a thousand, not stating the fact that they knew that he ate Macholot Asur. And he's not really right to be this next year, because the guy eats Macholot Asur, he's supposed to fire him. But the Mio Tatsibur, only Mio Tatsibur wanted to fire him because of his other. And the other people enjoyed his voice so much that they wanted him to remain. So he asked the Rabbeinu Peretz, what should they do? Should the Mio Tatsibur make a fight about it, or should they leave it the way it is? Because they know for sure there's going to be a big Macholot in the Kehillah if they insist on firing him. So the Rabbeinu Peretz, according to his version, that's quote there, but he's going to quote the Rabbeinu Peretz says, Mutra l'hamim sel meheho, ayyada machalik is the Yisrael. It's better to leave the chazim who eats the traitors, rather than quote the machalik. What is that based on? Based on his been over here, exactly, based on his been. And his sacred decision is, what to do in Briyadu, if this guy dams on me, not Yisrael Briyadu, Briyadu Briyadu, l'chatsil, it's not proper, they should be the Yisrael. So it's going to cause a big machalik in the Kehillah, and he said, a shot of tzak that he had done. Shot of tzak, we allow the hatsila, what normally is only allowed to do. But in each and every case, you have to weigh and measure, you have to be very close, like the Rabbeinu Peretz, or like the Magen Avraham, to figure out how much ketosa is going to cause, and how much of a lachatsila are you violating here? How much of a lachatsila are you violating here? So the guy wants to down for an arm because he has your side. The other guy's going to down for an arm, he's also a nice guy. He's also a really good job. But I really have to prove to be on. But that's not such a strong Mahatima. But then any of his papers just go to me. But what the Chazan is, he's not really Roy. He's a Balaver, he's Chaker. He's talking about right there, he's telling me his next year. But then it depends, he's going to be talking to Rubel, talking to Leopard. Yes, it's to be on. He's an individual thing. How much talking is going to be? what happens if a Kazi Damis Ranam is without the Russian Hakohol? So we learned he's not allowed down without the Russian Hakohol because the Slavic is considered a Shliach and Shliach is called a Kimoisa. And Atam is Amatam, Atam is Adaitis, and Atam is Adaitis. You always have to have a Yuni Shliach with the Adaitis or Lelis. So you have a Shliach about Tov. That's the Mokka that all of the parts can say. He explained it after Rebbe said him, he didn't think that it was exactly a Zimmer, he didn't think it was really a Zimmer Shliach, but still, at some time, he's a Shliach, he went out there, but he's representing, he's doing the Shliach, that's he's done the effort of Shliach. So what happens if a white guy down the front army, he said the moment when Mr. Brewer quotes in a classical person, that for Kaddish, you don't have to be moved from the top, even if they don't like it. So he said, you have to say it to what about the Balfila for Myrish? What about the Balfila for Myrish? All he says is Bokul and Kaddish. But he said, Kaddish is Kaddish, and I said, Kaddish is Yasin. But you have to be moved from the top for that or not, and Mr. Brewer is mystic about that. Whether it was the Balfila for Myrish, it has to be the person from Mahalan. Whether it was the Balfila for Myrish, he had a connected. Lead him after negative on the sun. Epsher is the super. Epsher didn't say that by me. In Hakol, you tell him, okay, he's the other one who's telling my own. The super was the dinner, according to the people. Maybe you don't need Maruch to the Torah for that. Maybe you don't need Maruch to the Torah for Hazar, for Shat, 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 so there's two different reasons, it's interesting, there's two reasons. The Mishnah Brewer says over here, you don't do enter Ramein because since the guy's not in the Mishnah at all, so he's possible to be a Shlokhi, he's possible to be able to be a Shlokhi. And he died in Sazor Sashat, he's Brokhul of Atola. You don't enter Ramein, you're entering Ramein to a Brokhul of Atola. You're not allowed to enter Ramein to a Brokhul of Atola. There, in Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, the deal of law, I think, is a different reason, totally different reason in a different case. Even in a situation where the person is Mitzvah Tohol, but the other he is, has a status of a Shliach Tzibur, but let's say the call at a point, he shouldn't be there, those collect the Yeshev HaTorah. The point of the guy who eats Machavah Tzibur. But the other reason is that his Tzibur is good, his Mitzvah Tohol is a Balabeh. But it's not proper that you should appoint him as the Shliach HaTzibur. So the Bila Dro writes there a different halacha. When you answer Amen to the bracha of the Shliach HaTzibur, the Amen means Ani Maskim. Amen means you're masking. You're masking to two things. You're masking to the token of the bracha, and you're masking that this individual who's reciting the bracha is Roy the Hazan the Kach. So you're not allowed to be masking if you know that he's not really Roy. I'm not masking that he should be the Shliach Tzibur. When you say Amen, you're not only masking for the person of the Bracha to ask Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're masking for the fact that he's the Shliach Tzibur, and that's not right. You're not allowed to be masking for that fact. It's not what the Mishnah Brewer quotes over here. He quotes a different time. That if he's the Shliach Tzibur, Balfarka Shalach Tzibur, he's not childish. The Shlichus is not childish, the Rebbe Midas on the Shalachim. And if he's not childish, he's not the Shliach Tzibur, the Bracha about Tzibur. The Bracha about Tzibur, you're not allowed to say Amen. He's answering a different time. So here in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's preferable to see for days on page 166, let's see the car, other spray, you didn't do that. It's preferable to have a chazm whose salary is, to have a chazm do it enough. How come? So I thought that the simple reason was, like the Gemara says in Brother Kamer, regarding a doctor, after the Magen Magen Shabbos, that a doctor who treats the patient for nothing is worth nothing. Why is he worth nothing? Because if he gets paid money, he'll be more conscientious in doing his job. He does it for nothing, so whatever you do, it's not good on a voluntary basis, so you can only pump into a little bit. You're not looking to be care, you're not looking to answer to anybody, you have no superior, you have no supervisor, you have no one like that. They don't like it, so they won't pay you, they're not paying me anyway. It's a big deal. So the chazan, I thought that was a shot, if the chazan is paid a salary, he'll be more conscientious to do his job. Mr. Brewer doesn't say that reason. Mr. Brewer says that this will be mastic machlojic, that if a common, by the general law, a common practice in Orthodox rules, the people always fight in order to govern by nomads. That's always my comment to the women, some women are interested in having women's peer groups because they feel cheated, because they don't have an opportunity to dance on them. So I always say, I don't understand, but I know how to, I used to know the mitzvah of davening. I never had a desire to do this last year, but when they asked me this last year, I used to daven all the time in the yeshiva on Musaf on Shavuot morning, and everybody was half asleep, so I used to daven to do the mitzvah. I used to daven a lot of time Shabbat morning, but I have no desire to daven on others, to Balteri also, I know the truth. I have no desire to be the Balteri. The only thing I couldn't understand why the women have the desire to be the Balteri. To be the Shliach Tzibur. Men don't have that desire. Some men do have the desire. They told me, yeah, there's a famous story about the highway to Europe were not paved. There used to be dirt to the highway. So whenever it would rain or snow, there would be a big blood, there would be a big mud puddle. So the wheels of the wagon would always get stuck, would often get stuck in these mud puddles. So on one occasion, the horse was pulling the buggy and the wagon got so stuck. So they were pushing and pulling and pushing and pulling. They couldn't get it out of their bluster. So they didn't know what to do. They gave up. So they went to a nearby town and there was a Swedish guy under there. So he asked the men, what should they do? They can't get it out. So he brought some omelets and he said they should take the omelets and shul that the chazan davened by, they should take next to the puddle of mud and he thinks it will work. The horse will come out. So they took it and it worked. And the horse came out. They got the horse out. So he went back and asked the rabbi, how did he know that that was going to work? So he answered them in Yiddish. And he said, really, she's done delicate. And in shul, the horse is always run to the yamas. The dam fell now. He says, I'm really sure that it's going to work. The horse is going to, you put the yamas in, the horse is going to run up to the yamas. That's what young guys, don't understand why women have such a desire to dam fell now, but to be the Balsori. The normal men don't have the desire. It was the girl right here that there was always, he quoted the figure that there was always conflict in shul. A guy has your cousin, another guy saying Kaddish, your mother-in-law, another guy saying Kaddish, his half brother, whatever. Everyone has some other fear, and we always used to fight. We always are sure, we always used to fight about who has the right to dam for an arm. So if you have a salary cousin, they can't fight. He salary, that's his job. But if he volunteers to do it on his own, so then they'll say, hey, he's only volunteering, so I want to dam today. I want to dam for an arm because I have said to this one today. But if he salaries, so everybody knows he's getting paid money. So what are you going to pay him money for? Nothing. But he says that people will be masked with my colleagues. That's the reason that the Pinzerim says that. I didn't look in the Shiva for Rajbog. Take a look. What's the reason that the Rajbog is in the Shiva? Why is the Shiva? I think it's the power of the Shiva in the Dome. What was that? So when I said, you see, you're not allowed to fire a chazan who was already appointed by the kohen, or a rabbi's duck, or anything like that, unless you really have, unless you can look to unless you can really ascertain that the family is really about a dollar there, and for this you have to have the opposite people should have aided to testify the front of, the only way that they got to testify the front of, they really didn't have aid, or even if you have aid in the family, you just said, the person said in the Lama Gohar, and I said, Eretz Mecher is a good apostle of person. He's a Eretz, but whoever not is a apostle of Chazin over here. Eretz Mecher is a good apostle. But otherwise, you're not allowed to apostle, you're not allowed to fire a Chazin for no good reason. What's the source of this? Is this because a person was appointed a Baal Tateya, a person is a Baal Shafer, a Baal Mishter, he has a proof that's called Hazafa the Mishter. He has a proof on that Mishter. What's the source of this? So the Achranim all quote the sources of Mishter Yishin. Later in Yishin, you have, I think it's in Hanazoka, you have all the Takhanas from St. Peter and Harlem and St. Jack and Sholem. So one of the Takhanas is the advice in Yishin by the Eru, if the Eru leads the box of matches to the Eru in one particular house, you're not allowed to switch for no good reason, you're not allowed to switch to another house. Why? So the Gemara says, why? What's the Takhanas made after Sholem? Yishin doesn't explain what the Takhanas made after Sholem. So the Gemara says, it's a Hashash. It's named the Shum Hashodah. What's the Hashodah? But Rashi and Rabbi Yisrael and Mishra differently. Rashi says that if you're switched to put the Yerub in another house in the Chatzer, in another place, the people will think, the one in whose home they always used to put it probably turned out to be a Ganer. He must be embezzling, he must be stealing the Matzah. So that's why they decided to put it in someone else's home. So he's only going to steal the Matzah. That's what Rashi wrote. This must have happened very important. So Zalotha says that the Yerub is only good. It's a little strange because the Gemara says an Erev is only good. You know what an Erev is. Let's say you have a community and you have a Kulisa Pesach, that's what we call in Yiddish, an Erev and on. So you're allowed to carry only 40 Shem Shabbos, put bread or matzahs until one person's home. Today the practice is instead of everybody putting one matzah, one loaf of bread, one person buys a big box of matzahs, two boxes of matzahs, and gives it to another person, picks it up and he gets a shifter. On behalf of all the Shem Shabbos, and they're not going to move into the next place. That's in Mishnah also. Mishnah Eden says, drop it down to 25. But the original way, the original method of making an Eretz HaTzeret is that every person gives a matzah. So the Gemara says, an Eretz is called a Shulchan Aruch. The Eretz is only valid, it's only effective if all of the B'nai HaEretz, all of the B'nai HaKotz are not makbid on their matzah, on their chalet. If any one of the members of the Shushkos of the Eretz group included wants to eat all the matzahs, he didn't pay. But if your matzah, then the Eretz is not good. The whole idea of the Eretz, the whole philosophy behind the Eretz is that we all blend into one happy family. So that's why each one puts in a matzah, and whoever wants to eat up all the matzahs. And if you're matzah, the Eretz is not good. That's why we're Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes, and Hilchos Eretz, that you shouldn't put, let's say, my wife made six challahs for Shabbos, two for Friday night, two for Shabbos, one two for Shabbos. I shouldn't use my six, one of my six matzahs for the Eretz. One of my six challahs for the Eretz. Because I don't want anybody else to come and eat that. I am matzah. The only time the Eretz is good is if I'm not matzah, if anyone else will eat it. Let's say Matnish is late Friday afternoon, you have to make an Eretz, and all you have are the six challahs that your wife made. So then it says that you should use those tablets and have a gemilas bath that even if a neighbor will come and he wants to take it, let him take it, give him pay. By what are you going to do with Lechem Mishnah? You'll give him the chanaitz, you'll go eat by a neighbor. But you have to be machmir b'daitachor, that you don't care if anybody uses it. So what do you mean? That Baishim, Yuchim Baishayir, for months or for years, we always put the Eretz in this person's home. So you're not allowed to switch because of Chashoda, the thing that he was stealing what? He was stealing the matzah. He's not stealing, he has the right to eat it. Other rabbis, if someone is matzah to the area, it's possible. So anyone who wants has the right to. You mean, anyone strictly speaking, anyone who wants has the right to, but understood that they don't. Like when you make a kinyan suda, I give you a handkerchief. The Gemara says that it's, strictly speaking, if you want to, the Gemara Dorn has a machlokes. He taught us mitzvahs, or he taught us machin, you know. If you insist you want to keep the handkerchief, you don't want to give it back, can I force you to give it back to me? You want to keep it with the Gemara? Yes, I can force you to give it back to me. The other opinion is, no, but if you keep it, you keep it. Even if you say that if you keep it, you don't have to give it back, I can't force you to give it back. But it's understood that normally you always give it back. Because that's what it means. The Baishim in this material, Mishim Hashoda, the people will be Chayshe, they're always eating it up, which strictly speaking is okay, but it's understood that they don't want things up. They want to leave the same matches there from week after week after week. They don't want to put a new matches. That's what it means. The other Mishim say a different shot, and that's Gemara Mishim Hashoda. Not that the people, if they switch the Eretz to a different house, they put the Eretz in a different house, the people will be Chayshe that he's stealing from the matzah, stealing from the bread. What are you stealing? He has the right thing to do if he wants to. So I'll just say a different shot. Yishim Chashad, but the question that he must have become some terrible balaveri, Mechal Shabbos, he's an apiteris. He must have discovered there's something wrong with him, and that's why they no longer want to be Mechavid him to leave the Erev in his house. And they decided to put him in someone else's house. So based on that interpretation, Yishim Chashad, that's what the whole institution of Chazoshim and Mitzvahs is based on. But if you have a person who says about the Torah, about Tila, or to give a drosha or something, and then all of a sudden, and everybody knows that he's done it, not somebody did it once. It was assumed that he's done it a few times. It has nothing to do with three times, by Chazoshim. It's something anyway. If it's assumed that this fellow, everybody, when he comes to Rosh Hashanah, everybody thinks that he's going to be about Pekeya. And then you're going to switch. And if there isn't, you've got to be Mechav someone else, and the people are going to think, they must have discovered that he's doing some kind of an aveira, and they decided not to be mechaber him as a mitzvah anymore. So that's what the whole institution of Chazak and Mitzvah is based on, that mission. It's a takon of the Rabbanim. The idea is that in their life, and not to be mevager first. Not to be mevager first. Shimonu Dalei, the Sefarad quotes the lotion of the bracha of Shabbat. Here I beg of the Hamasheh. Melech Yochi Chei Ha'olamin. So the mother has long rights, the Mishnah Brewer, of course, not like this. So as soon as Torah will be so chai or chai. So I think the mother has long, and other persons say, but if he say chai, so if he say chai olamin. If he say chai, then he say chai ha olamin. So you need two different things. Chai olamin means that Hashem lives on forever and ever. Chai ha olamin means that he is the light of the world. Chai ha olamin. The Buddha quotes Master. So whether you say Chai or Chai, you don't say Ha'olami with a Hei. But that doesn't make a distinction. The Buddha quotes the issue of Shir Amalek, but the Arizal, the Minig Arizal is what Minig says. Minig Arizal is Minig says. You know, so make sure that you say Shir Amalek, if the Sabbath, before Kaddish, before Baruch. The Magen Avraham quotes this from the Arizal, and the rest of the Kasha, how can we say Shir Amalei? It says in the Shulchan Aruch that it's not proper. In Sid Gimel it says on page Pehei, that HaMisata Ben Yisrael, who yet to Rabbi Yehud, 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 great Torah from Maka Mitzvah coming then you're like, what the Arizal was Kaveh, this is such a great Torah that you permitted to be Masik to say Shir Amalei, Kaveh, Kaveh. So the Zogon Mevavah, the comment says, in Nebi Yehuda, on the side of the Arachai, when it seems to be big Shulchan Aruch, says, Takasha, what's the problem? The Rambam writes, we spoke already, the Rambam writes that many communities, the practice was that they said, Oz Yashir, after Yishtaba, before Kaddish, so just like you say, Oz Yashir, you can say this also, so what's wrong with Meshur Amal, so he answers, so that's the Kasha that he is. So he says, for any bracha, he answers the Kasha of the Zogon Mevavah, that it's not Shvet. He says, the minute he recites Yishtaba, the minute he recites Oz Yashir, after Yishtaba and before Kaddish, is that Oz Yashir is also the Sukkot Yizimah, except that it's not Shiri David Adecha, it's not from Tehillim, it comes from the Chumash, from Yishir, Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why the Rambam calls those in terms of the minute have the minute to incorporate into the Sukkot Yizimah, into Baal Shem and Yishtaba, but they added it on after Baal Shem before Kaddish. It's not a hectic, it's another hemshech of the Pesuk of the Zimah. The Haraya that I'm going to give them to say, Yod Yashim, but another Pesuk of the Zimah. In between Baal Shem and Yishtaba, there's not a Pesuk of the Zimah, blends in. And we're not going to sit in time to that we incorporate things into the Pesuk of the Zimah that don't come from the Pesuk of the Zimah. We give fellow. I say, you can't share a mallet. That's not a Shevach, that's not Zimah, that's a Pesuk of the Zimah, that's a Bakosha. That's a Bakosha, the eighth Torah. How did that fit in at all over here? Other than that, that's the time of the Magen Avraham, that it is to constitute a hefty. So some, the Rasalvetic felt that in order to be yashid this time of the Magen Avraham, perhaps one should recite the Shir HaMalos to be introduced in his community. He had them say Shir HaMalos before Yishtaba. So he said before Yishtaba, that is in the middle of the Pesuk of Yizimah. So before the lady, Amos Rochet points out that makes it work. It makes it work. What was all passion of the Magen Avraham? How can you say, how can Arizal institute the Sheshu Amalei? In between Yishtabach and Kaddish, it's after both of the Kashir, but we only say Oz Yashir. The Rambam quotes the minute that you say Oz Yashir then after Yishtabach and Kaddish. So the English Rafa says, he says here that Oz Yashir is a Shevach, and this is a Bakashir, this is cleaner. This doesn't fit in, this is not a Hemshah. This should be a Hepsis. So the way the English Rafa points out, if he's going to say Sheshu Amalei in the middle of the minute, that's a bigger problem of Hepsis. Hepsik in the middle of the Sukkot Yizimah is a bigger problem than Hepsik in the Yishtabach and Kaddish. Because in the Yishtabach and Kaddish, at least there are more quotes, there are more mitzvahs, the Yishtabach practice, there's some tefillah, to be kovel, to go complain, to make equal hatfilah. The Yishtabach such a practice, equal hatfilah. In case the Kehillah isn't taking care of what it's supposed to, in case someone is not, someone owes me money and no one's taking care of it. And it's a long period of time, so I can go up. That's what he says. So if you go up in front of the Chazi and prevent him from continuing to daven in between Yishtaba and Kaddish, and I can start timing out my location public to prevent the Chazi from davening in order to get some public action on this issue. One of the Balabatim in Boston told me that years ago the mikveh was in disrepair there. There was an older rabbi, I think his name was Ginsberg. So, Ginsberg could be put out on Kunis Teres Davio. put out the Chumashim with his commentary on the Baran Sanhedrin. He was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, an older Rav, years ago. 50 years ago, he was a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim. And so the women came to him, they were complaining that he was broken, and the rich Balabatim were not observant, so they didn't hear. So he told the women that they should go down from the women's gallery upstairs, they should come down on Shabbos morning, and make an Ikav Hatzila in front of the Chazim, after Ishtabach before Kaddish, and they should give a speech to Shul. The women should give a speech from the Bima, why the rich men have to spend money now on the spot, and they're not going to let the Chazim continue davening until the people pledge to fix the mikveh. So the Tzach have it. We got young religious women to come down. And the people in the Shul started screaming, what kind of preachers are these women coming down from their women's section upstairs? And they went up in the front. They said, Rabbi Ginsberg told us that it says in the Shulchan Aruch that we should stay here, and we shouldn't let the Chazim continue davening until you pledge to fix the mikveh. So I'm pledging to fix the mikveh. Belovedly, that's all based on Yisrael. Mikvo, that's the Ramon Gimel, New Dallas, this Gimel. The Gemma Spashit Mashiach, the Habib Mutanik, the Vorach HaKhoyle, to make him Shabbat for a big person, or Mikvo, the Beit HaKnesher, to complain, Kuvlino. He asked the Lord this, that they should take care of the interior, take care of something that the Kehillah is being negligent about by Yitzhabach Lewis, called the Mikvah Serach Mitzvah. So Lachatach, and if you had such a Hatzot, you had a Mikvah Hatzimah, to suffice in the tower, the Chazim should say three psukim before he says the Kaddish, because the Kaddish before Baruch Hu is not a Kaddish to introduce Baruch Hu, but it's rather a Kaddish at the conclusion of the psukim of psukim of Zimra, the Harayah of the Ma'ariv, and the Kach Ma'ariv, the Minigashkana is that Ma'ariv starts in Baruch Hu, you don't say Kaddish before, why not? Because you only say Kaddish and say following psukim. You don't start the tefillah with Kaddish. That's a big mafleges, whether that's true or not. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes and Hilchos Tefillin regarding Musaf, and they say Kaddish before Musaf and Shadish. And you take off the Tefillin, and you take off the Tefillin before Musaf, so do you take off the Tefillin before the Kaddish or after the Kaddish? The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokes, and he's noted to say, Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah also has like that, they're noted to say, you're supposed to take off the Tefillin before the Kaddish, so that the Kaddish should precede immediately the Musaf. The way to introduce the Tefillin of the Lachash of Musaf is that Amir is a Kaddish, you start off with Kaddish. Same Shalom Shabbos morning when the rabbi holds a sermon. And after the rabbi's sermon, then the Chazan says Kaddish, so the Ramor would say, and that translation in the Matthew Ephraim, that the Chazan should say Gimel Tzvikin, and then he should say Kaddish. Not just that the rabbi finishes the sermon, and then the Chazan goes up and he says, Kaddish. He should say Gimel Tzvikin. Softly, he doesn't have to say out loud. He should say from Tzvikin, and then he should say the Kaddish. Because the Kaddish is not the introduction to the Musaf, the Kaddish is the conclusion of the Pesukim that came before. So Rav HaTosfim hold that it's not so. Rav HaTosfim hold that we're going to the Kaddish before Musaf, that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes, and that's what the Maram Shik and the Mishnah Talos of the Rav HaTosfim hold that. Rav HaTosfim hold that the Kaddish before Musaf is the Kaddish to introduce the Tzila Balachan. So you can even start, even if the rabbi spoke, you have to say, you know, so that's the issue with the Tzilim. So you say Kaddish first, after the Sukkot, and then take off the Tefillin, and then you say Musa, so you really have long pause, and you say a bit of a pause, and you say the reciting of the Kaddish in the beginning of the Tefillin of the Lachshon Musa, or is it better to take off the Tefillin before? It's a bit close to Tefillin Hagen, it's nice to say, it's more correct to take off before. It depends what the meaning of the Lachshon. The Maram Shik writes from the Tshuva that the original meaning was that the rabbi spoke of Tefillin before Kriyat HaTayah. Before Kriyat HaTayah. But then they changed it because so many people came late to Shul, but they used to miss the rabbi's sermon, because they were catching up, Shmoneh, they were catching up.